The story of King Camp Gillette. Gillette was born at Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, on January 5th, 1855. Early in life, the boy gave evidence of the inquiring mind of an inventor, and he came by it naturally, for the elder Gillette was something of an inventor himself. In King's early boyhood, the family moved to New York, where he obtained employment in the hardware business and became so well known and popular to the general trade that he attracted the attention of a large concern whose headquarters were in Kansas City, Missouri. To this concern, King Gillette was a real find, and at the age of 21 was given a tryout as a traveling salesman, and made good to such an extent that one day his employer, Mr. Banks, called him into his office.
Come right in, King.
Well, have I fallen down on my job somewhere along the line, Mr. Banks?
No, I should say not. I wish that all my men on the road were as aggressive and enthusiastic about their line as you are.
Well, that's no credit to me. Your line's so good that I can't help but be enthusiastic about it.
And, you know, I hear from some of the boys that you spend your spare time inventing things.
Well, rather, we're trying to invent things, Mr. Banks. It's a hobby of mine. I guess I caught it from my dad.
Yeah.
He's kept the patent office busy recording his inventions, but most have never made a nickel.
And you hope to better that record?
Well, I should say I do. Well, in my spare time.
King, I'm going to arrange it so that you won't have any spare time.
I don't understand.
From today on, you're covering the entire Western Territory.
Well, Mr. Banks, well, that's great.
Wait a minute. That isn't all. If you develop the new, larger territory as you did your old one, the company will establish an agency in England. And you'll be the man who will actually establish and be in charge of it.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you for this.
You're the man I've chosen for our expansion program because, well, you're more than an ordinary salesman. You have executive ability and imagination. Mark my word, King, those attributes will take you far.
Well, I hope so, Mr. Banks, because I want to be a wealthy man someday. I've just got to make good.
King Gillette was so successful with the Western Territory that a London office was established and he was placed in charge. But as time crept on, King became restless. In 1891, he reached the turning point in his career. He found a new job with the Baltimore Seal Company, a bottling company, and a new friend in William Painter, also of an inventive mind. The trade was now demanding something better than the usual cork-top bottle, and Painter was attempting to invent something to supply that demand. He is working late one night, and as usual, King Gillette is an interested onlooker.
See, Bill, I think you've hit it at last.
Well, I hope so, King. I've lost confidence in myself after the failure of the last bottle top I invented, and if this one doesn't work out any better, I'll give up.
Well, you can't give up. We're on the verge of something big, Bill. See, I think that corrugated steel disc you've got there with the cork lining is just what the trade's been crying for.
Maybe so. It's perfect from every angle except one.
Hmm? What's that?
Well, after this top is perfected, I'll have to think of a bottle that can take it. Present type of bottle can.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, there are so many things you have to think about at the same time that... And sometimes I wonder if it's all worth it.
See, Bill, you know, I was just thinking about your bottle top. Now, wouldn't a bottle with an annular ring outside the mouth take it all right?
Annular ring outside. King, you've got it. I think it would.
Oh, great.
You've given me the idea that will make my invention a complete success. And don't think that I won't make it up to you.
Oh, no. You've still got to figure that bottle out. I just merely gave you a suggestion.
This crown cork of mine is going to make money, King. I know it now. Because the cork, once used, is thrown away. The consumer will keep coming back for more until the end of the chapter. Repeat sales. That's what makes money.
Repeat sales?
King, line that inventive mind of yours up for something that has a repeat sale. Something new and different, yet practical. I think you could do it.
Think? I know I can do it, Bill. So just give me time and I'll invent something that'll revolutionize the world.
Painter's invention, due to Gillette's suggestion, once accepted by the bottlers, spread like fire. It wasn't long before he had factories everywhere in the world because of his repeat sales, and Gillette racked his brains to invent something similar. This was uppermost in his mind during his travels over his territory. He thought about it night and day. One morning in 1895, Gillette was attempting to shave with his straight-edge razor while traveling on a jolting train.
Confound this razor. Dull as a hole.
Here's a strop, Gillette. But if you get it too sharp, you'll probably cut your throat. This is the roughest road bed in 7 states.
You know, Tom, this is the worst part of being a traveling man. Shaving. In order to get a clean shave, a man takes his life in his hands.
And he has to be an acrobat to use both hands to shave with and still try to keep his balance on the train.
Yeah. Somebody ought to invent a razor that would be safe.
Safety razor. Safe.
Gillette, what's wrong?
Wrong? Why, nothing's wrong. Tom, I just got the idea I've been trying to get for years. Why, my fortune's made. A safety razor.
Safety razor?
Why, it's suddenly all clear in my mind. A razor with a removable blade that can be thrown away when it becomes dull and a new one substituted. Aha, there's my repeat sale.
Oh, don't get so excited, King.
The blade will be protected by a tooth guard which will hold the keen edge away from the skin. Yeah, and I'll make the blade double-edged. And so, to do away with stropping. And it'll be more economical.
Well, great idea.
And the razor blades will be something civilized man will buy for the term of his natural life. The fortune I've dreamed about is within my grasp at last.
Thus, Gillette started on his road to fame, but he found that there was no shortcut. Even after his sketches were completed and his razor had been patented, he had trouble in finding steel of the right temper for his blades. Imperfect though the razor was, King Gillette established a small factory for his output, and at first the new Gillette safety razors were highly popular. Then their weaknesses showed up and the business fell into the doldrums for some 6 years. People began saying the Gillette had failed. But King Gillette himself would not admit failure. Now he was 46, had spent everything he'd made on his inventions. He must make good on his safety razor. So, in 1901, with the financial aid of two friends, Stewart and Heilborn, Gillette employed W.E. Nickerson, a graduate of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, to perfect the razor blade, and launched the American Safety Razor Company in a small room on the top floor of an inexpensive building. Time passed. The razor grew in practicability, but so did the company's debt. And we find the partners holding a business meeting.
Well, boys, I've had plenty of hard luck in my life, and we've overcome plenty of opposition since we started the American Safety Razor Company. But for the first time in my life, I'm almost ready to admit that I'm up against a stone wall.
$12,000 worth of stone wall, King. That's the amount of the company's debts.
I know, Heilborn. The maddening thing about it is that Nickerson has made our razor a commercial possibility, perfected it in a year's time, and yet we can't sell enough company stock to continue operation.
Yeah, we can't even sell the razors. The only ones that are in use are those we've given to friends.
Yeah, but that was the only way we could try them out. Oh, come in. Oh, hello there, Mr. Joyce.
Hello, Gillette. Well, I'd drop in to see how your safety razor company was getting along.
Yeah, we just about stopped, Joyce. Oh, meet Mr. Heilborn and Mr. Stewart, my associate.
Heilborn? Mr. Stewart? What do you mean, stop? Why, that razor you gave me is wonderful. Should make a fortune. I wish I had a chance to invest in it.
You do? You certainly wouldn't have any trouble doing that.
Well, look here. Do you mean you're actually in need of money?
Are we?
Well, how much money do you need?
Well, how about $60,000.
Done. Call your board of directors together and we'll get the formalities over with.
Joyce's timely assistance assured the success of the company. The fame of the new invention spread across the world, and Gillette, swamped with orders, built a new factory in Boston, Massachusetts, and a second one in Canada. And the Yankee invention not only boomed in America, but in England, exceeding even the fondest dreams of its creator. And then, King Gillette, inventor and corporationist extraordinary, called his friends and business associates together.
Well, gentlemen, we've all worked together for many years. We've watched our safety razor business grow from a dream to a corporation worth millions of dollars. A worldwide organization, making everyone who has had contact with it not only wealthy, but happy. Now, if this can be done with one corporation, why can't it be done with the world?
What do you mean, King?
Well, I'm interested now in a worldwide corporation movement, Heilborn. A corporation in which the wealth and industry of the entire world
should be entrusted to the control of those who contributed to its production.
Well, that sounds all right.
Now, gentlemen, I believe this to be a practical working plan. An international corporation of all the people of the world for universal peace. The corporate acquisition of all property and control of all industry. Applying corporate business methods to all humankind. And making a great holding company to constitute a trusteeship of the people's wealth all over the world. And do away with the necessity of political government. And most important, do away with war. World wealth, gentlemen, and world peace. To this end, will I now devote my efforts and my fortune.
A man who made his dreams come true by sheer hard work and who gave to the world an invention that truly has been a blessing, sought to use his fortune to bring about world peace. Salesman, inventor, dreamer. A man who won because he had confidence and courage. King Camp Gillette, Captain of Industry.